Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Itaúsa's conference call to discuss first half of 2020 results. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a Q&A session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. Should you require assistance during this call, please press star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. The file will be available at the company's website at www.itauza.com.br/en at the investor relations section. This conference call and slide presentation are being transmitted via internet as well. You can access the webcast by logging on the company's website, www.itauza.com.br/en. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. I inform that during the presentation, the questions can be sent by webcast, and it will be answered at the section of Q&A. With us here today, we have Mr. Alfredo Egydio Setubal, CEO and Investor Relations Officer at Itaúsa, Mr. Henri Penchas, Chairman of the Board of Directors at Itaúsa, Mr. Priscila Grecco Toledo, CFO at Itaúsa, Mr. Bruno Salem Brasil, Investor Relations Manager at Itaúsa, Mr. Renato Lulia Jacob, Head of IR and Market Intelligence at Itaú Unibanco, Mr. Carlos Biel, Investor Relations Manager at Alpargatas, Mr. Natasha Utescher, Investor Relations Coordinator at Duratex. It's now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Mr. Alfredo. Sir, you may begin now. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold.
Hello?
Mr. Alfredo, you may proceed now.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Hello, everybody is listening. I will start.
Yes, you can proceed. Mr. Alfredo, you may proceed now.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. You may begin.
Hello?
Mr. Alfredo, you may proceed.
Okay, I'm restarting, please. Thank you. Sorry for the connection problem. We are starting from our conference call for the first semester results for Itaúsa. That's our agenda for today. We will pass through quickly from the slides, and then we open for Q&A section. Going to the next slide, please. We are in slide number 4 about COVID actions, reactions in our operations for our companies. Of course, all the companies suffered, especially at the beginning of the crisis, sanitary and social economic here in Brazil. The bank had to make the central bank approve some measures to facilitate the banks for renegotiations of credits. We did millions of renegotiations for individuals and small and medium companies, but especially small ones. So we are passing this moment with a lot of many millions of renegotiations in credits for individuals and companies. Let's see what will happen when this renegotiation is stopped and we have to go back to the normality of the situation. But at the same time, we had an increase in loans in the portfolio, especially at the beginning, especially for big companies that use their credit lines to increase cash for face the pandemic, and medium-sized companies also. The bank in the first semester made additional provisions for about 9 billion reais in terms of credit, above the minimum required for the central bank in the policy of the expected provisions policy that we have in terms of loan and losses. Let's see how the economy and how the credit performs in the next quarters to see how much is more necessary to complement this level of provisions. As you know, the central bank imposed restrictions for the distribution of dividends and interest over capital. So we have a limitation in our statutory bylaws. The bank, can only distribute this year 25% of the results as dividends or interest in capital. That, of course, will impact the inflow of Itaúsa in terms of dividends that we are going to receive. Alpargatas also had problems at the beginning with a huge reduction in production. So we adjust the production in the beginning. We have also term extension for clients. We made a provision for losses from the company in terms of our clients, especially in terms of distributors. And to face all these factors at the beginning, we raised 2.1 billion reais in cash from the bank using the disposable lines that the company has in the banks. Today, the situation is much better. The company increased productions in May, in June, and also in July. We are operating at full capacity now back due to the better conditions on the local market and also because of exports that are in a very good pace, especially for Havaianas. So I think in the case of Alpargatas, most of the problems are gone, and we are going back to normal activity in this third quarter. In the case of Duratex, also we have a huge impact at the beginning. We practically closed all the factories in the end of March, beginning of April. We also have to renegotiate time for extension for the clients in our supply chain. We also made provisions around 25 million reais for the possible losses. The company also increased liquidity at the beginning in 1.6 billion reais to face the crisis. Also, Duratex restarts the production back in the middle of April. All the chain of distribution of Duratex products remained open during all the periods. All the material companies and all the material companies remain open. Someone is with the microphone open, please. Shut down, please. Duratex increased their production in April and May and June and July. We operate full in July, probably full for this quarter. In the case of Duratex and Alpargatas, I think most of the problems are gone, and we are back to normal activity for the moment. What is good news, probably both of the companies are reducing the loans that we raised for face the pandemic crisis. I think the situation today is much better than we were expecting during the first days, the first weeks of the economic situation, the economic crisis in the beginning. NTS, we had also to grant a temporary deferral for Petrobras that is returning to normal pace now. We also postponed some investment that we were doing during this period. We can move to the next slide, where we can see how the companies that we participate and how Itaúsa itself made support for the crisis. Itaú opened a line through our Foundation for Culture and Social Benefits for the Brazilian Society in 1 billion reais in a new line, in a donation for the foundation. We also received more 250 million reais from donation from other companies, individuals, and especially from the Moreira Salles family. That is the family that with Itaúsa controls the bank. It is only through the bank, 1.35 billion reais in donation for support, especially hospitals, public hospitals, in the combat of the COVID-19. Duratex also made donations also for the Itaú Banco Foundation and products from our line of products, especially for the new hospitals that were made to support the public service during this period. Alpargatas also made donations of 16.5 million, including also a donation for the Itaú Foundation of 5 million reais, and many products and masks and uniforms for hospital attendants and attendance, serological tests, respirators, shoes for medicals, plastic shoes. So we adapt our fabrics to support the support that they gave for the public hospitals. NTS also 4.1 million reais in donations for and equipment for the hospitals. Itaúsa itself donates 50 million reais for the project Todos pela Saúde, that is the initiative of the foundation of the bank, and also the two families, Setúbal and Vilela, also made donations of 50 million reais for the foundation of Itaú Unibanco. So I think all the companies and all the families are helping the country and the public health system to support the pandemic that in Brazil is taking a long time in terms of decline of this considered the first phase. Going to the next slide, we are going to see now more things related to our governance. ESG practices, we all know that Itaúsa and all the companies that we participate are very concerned about the ESG practices. In this quarter, Itaúsa released again the 19 integrated report, where you can find detail of our strategy, the way we took decisions, how we analyze M&As, how we do everything from the companies or all the commissions and committees that support the administration of the company. Is a very complete and very transparent report that we release this year for the second time. Itaúsa joined now the FTSE for Good, that is an index from the Financial Times for companies that demonstrate outstanding ESG practice. We are very proud to be part of this index also, among others that we participate, like the Dow Jones Sustainability Index, the ESG here at B3. So I think this also confirms the good practice that we have related to ESG and our shareholders and our actuation also in all the fields that we are involved here in Brazil. We created a commission for corporate governance. Of course, we did many things through these last years, but we decided to have a special focus and a special commission to work on all the policies and practices that we have and approves now our board of directors. So we now have a formal commission to analyze all the governance and proposals for the company and to keep it updated to the best practices that we see in Brazil and outside Brazil also. We're going now to the next slide, where we are passed through one slide per company. All the companies showed already their results and made their own conference call. So here is just a quick glance in the results. We, in the case of the bank, we put in this highlight the loan portfolio that grew 20% in the period, also related to medium and small-sized companies, and as I said in the beginning of the crisis, with large companies requiring a huge amount of lines that were pre-approved for them to face the pandemic. We have been very strictly continue to be with the expenses of the bank, so we have a decrease in nominal terms, and we increased the expected losses in 120%, as I said at the beginning of the explanation. But we have been very cautious in terms of new loans. Of course, we are providing new loans for millions of clients. But we want to see how really the economy will perform in the coming quarters. And so we have been very concerned and very conservative in terms of providing new loans to the clients, because there are a lot of uncertainties related to the economy and employment, how the economy will really perform after the support that the government are giving for the families. So many uncertainties relate to the economy. So we have been cautious in this period to see how things will go in terms of the economy. Continue to operate the bank. We took advantage of this new scenario for the economy. So we increased our digital operation. We increased 1 million new accounts for the banks open through our app in the first half of 2020. So it's a good performance. We had 22.9 million digital customers now. We had an increase of 17% when we compare 1 year ago. So clients are using more the digital channels that we provide for them. So we are happy to see that we have a possibility to continue to reduce costs and increase the digital transformation of the company. We continue to provide credit. We open new lines, as I said, with a more conservative approach. But we provide credit from the new lines also that the government provide for the banks for payroll and etc. Anyway, the result reduced. Here we have seen the numbers little different from the numbers that the bank showed in their announcement, because here we are seeing the numbers in IFRS. So we have a difference when we compare to the bank numbers released the last week, because the bank continued to use the central bank regulations for accounting. So we have a reduction in the recurrent net income of 41.7% in the bank, 3.8 billion reais. Also, of course, a reduction in the ROE from 22 to 12 almost. The loan portfolio, as I said, increased in the period. Going to the next slide, slide number 9. We can see highlights from Alpargatas. Alpargatas increased almost double, 93% growth in online sales for the first half in all regions. So minimize the effects of the store closures in the period. But anyway, we have a recurrent EBITDA that reduced 42.7%. Anyway, it was a good result, much better than we expected when the crisis started. Most of the that we used to sell products of Alpargatas, especially supermarkets, remained open, so we could operate the company in a lower level, but in a reasonable level during the period, and these were growing from May, June, July, so we are now almost normal in terms of production. So the online was a big highlight for the company that increased dramatically in all the channels that we operate in terms of digital. We continue to manage the capital. We definitively grow the investments in Argentina. It was a bad investment when we bought the company. We took some years to close, but we finally closed and sold all the operations that we had there. We sold the factories, we sold businesses, and now we are in Argentina only selling Havaianas products. What is good because there were a loss of capital. We had bad results in Argentina for many years. Net income reduced, recurrent net income, 63%. We showed 25 million reais now. Of course, also the ROE reduced to 6.6, and EBITDA also reduced. This is for the first half. We, in this quarter, expect a much better result, almost a normal result for Alpargatas, considering the trend that we see in June and also in July. Now we're going to see Duratex on the slide number 10. Duratex also suffered at the beginning of the crisis. We almost stopped all the factories of the company in the end of March and beginning of April. But since then, we started reopening the operations and all the factories now are operating since June in a very good level. July was very, very good. We are full operation 24. Attacks in all the sectors, remembering that the material constructions, network and stores and so on continued to be opened during all the segment that the government didn't ask to close. And the sector with low interest rate and so on are very active. We gain market share. We use our financial strength to renegotiate and give more term extension for clients. We gain market share doing our strength and brands, and also with problems that our competitors had, especially in April and May. So we gain market share in all the lines and all the products that we have. Our factory that we are building with landing of dissolving pulp continue to be constructed. We don't see delays in the start of the operations. That is in the beginning March of 2022. This continues to be in line, and we announced how the project will be financed, how is the financial structure for that investment. Duratex for the first year released their integrated report, also with long-term strategic vision, how the company operates, how decisions are made, why we are in sectors. I think it was a very important release for our shareholders and analysts and portfolio managers that follow the company. They found there a very good vision for the company. In terms of results, of course, we had bad results because second half of March and first part of April was very bad, but we are recovering. Second quarter was better, third quarter looks to be very, very good for the company. Also, the ROE reduced for 3%, and EBITDA reduced less than we expected. So Duratex is also, as Alpargatas, probably going to have a good third quarter. In the case of NTS, we had received 95 million in earnings from the company in the first half of 20. As I said, we have deferred some revenues from Petrobras. Petrobras started the process of divesting the 10% stake that remains with Petrobras in the in their portfolio, and we are analyzing how we are going to do with this process of divesting of NTS. Of course, the consortium that bought the company and that we are in this consortium are interested in buying this remaining stake from Petrobras. NTS acquired Mantiqueira Compression Station in the state of Minas Gerais for 46 million reais. And we have the reaffirmation from Fitch Ratings of a AAA rating here in Brazil. Going forward on slide 12, we are going to start to talk a little about our own results. Those are results that we released last night. A net income of 1.6 million reais, a reduction of 67%. The recurrent net income of 2.5 million reais, a reduction of 46%. ROE recurrent of 9.4%. Mainly because all the companies had bad results in the period, especially the bank that showed also huge reduction, and is our main investment in our portfolio. Shareholders equity of almost 53 billion reais and total assets of 56 billion. That is mainly the investment that we have in the companies that we have stakes. Dividend yields in the last 12 months, 9.1. Of course, this dividend yield will be reducing in the coming quarters because, as I said, we are going to receive less dividends from our subsidiaries, and we pass through less dividend for our shareholders this year. Going ahead, we can see that we continue the practices of paying to our shareholders the same amount that the dividends that we received from the bank. We have the restriction, as I said, from the central bank to pay more dividends than 25%. We are going to continue to pass through the dividends that we received from the bank to our shareholders and keep the dividends from the other companies to pay for the costs of the holding to face the costs that we have in terms of fiscal and administrative expenses to our client, to our company. As I said, we have the dividend yields, so we continue to pass through the dividend that we received from the bank, and we announced a dividend for this month of August that we'll pay at the end of the month, that 0.2 cents per share, that is equal for what we pay each quarter for our shareholders. So we will be as a new quarter in terms of dividends for our shareholders that they are going to receive this month. Going ahead, we see the discounts that we have, the discount of 20.2 compared to the sum of the parts and market value of fair value for our portfolio. The discount reduced during July is around 16-17% at this moment. We continue to have a great evolution of the individual stockholders. We achieved 751,000 shareholders at Itaúsa in June 20. Our trade increased to 226 million reais per day, and the discounts reduced from 25 to 20. And now is around 17, 16 during the last weeks. And the final slide is the performance of the shares. Of course, the performance in recent periods are not so good, especially because our main investment, that is Itaú Unibanco Holding, had a bad performance in terms of results due to the crisis that we all know, and I talk a little about the fall in results of the bank. That's what I had to say, and we are open now to question and open question and answer session through the web or through the telephone, as you wish. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Alfredo. Ladies and gentlemen, we now begin the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. Please restrict your questions to two at a time. Our first question comes from Jason Molly with Scotiabank.
Hello, everyone.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hello,
Jason. Hi. Can you hear me? Good to hear from you. My question is related to the outlook for tax policy in Brazil, particularly given that the PIS/COFINS that you pay on the dividend flows. What are you thinking about? Can you hear me? What are you thinking about the future tax regulation changes in Brazil and how that could impact Itaúsa?
Okay, thank you for your question, Jason. Nice to hear from you. Well, we saw during the last week that the government sent to the Congress a law project to change the law in Brazil related to taxes involving especially the PIS, COFINS, and ICMS, the ICMS from the state. So it's a total new regulation that has been proposed by the government. Of course, this will need a lot of negotiations from the government and the Congress. There are very, in my opinion, difficult issues that are proposed by the government that we need a huge negotiation with the governors, city mayors, and the Congress to really achieve a negotiation that can be approved. I personally believe that the way the proposal is done, we are going to see many changes, especially in the percentage of the new tax that has been proposed of 12%. It seems by many economists to see things be higher than necessary. So we are going to see what will happen in that case. For what we see from this new law is good for Itaúsa because we reduce the tax that we paid. And I think part of the reduction of the discount that we had in the last weeks is due to the new proposal from the government, that we reduce the costs that we have in the holding to support the operations and the tax that we pay. But we have to see how this will really be approved by the Congress. In the terms of dividends and corporate taxes directly, the government didn't send yet their proposal. So we need to wait and see how the government will propose the change in corporate taxes for the companies. How the finance minister already confirmed that they will propose reduction in corporate taxes and increase the tax for dividends in the coming years. And for what I personally understood, this will be done in the coming years, not immediately. So they will reduce the corporate taxes and they will increase the tax from dividends that is zero today in the coming years in a pace that is not yet known. So we have to wait. There is not a clear answer. But it seems that we are going to have less tax expenses, and that's what the market is reading, and we agree that is probably what will happen. Let's see how much this will be really approved by the Congress in the coming months. Any other question?
Sure. Wanted to talk about, maybe you could give us an update on the Liquigas investment. We understand that it's still under review by CADE. What is the
yes.
status at this point?
The status is the CADE changed the person that was analyzing the case. So we had some backwards because the new person is studying the case. So we were expecting to have the CADE proposal or approval as we entered the case in the CADE by October or September. Probably this will take more time, probably by the end of the last quarter of this year or beginning of next year. But we continue to be confident that the proposal that the consortium made to the CADE already offer solutions from the concentration in many regions in Brazil, especially in the Northeast. So we are confident that the proposal will be approved essentially as we propose or with some small restrictions imposed by the CADE. But unfortunately, this change in the person that is analyzing the case. They asked some small pills under the proposal that we made, but we continue to be confident that at the beginning of the year, next year, the maximum, we are going to start the process of integration of the two companies. In terms of financing from Itaúsa, we need 1.4 billion reais for that investment. And we analyze with banks, probably the best solution will be issue of debentures for finance this acquisition, around 7 years due for in the like the one that we issued for the acquisition of NTS. So we are expecting probably by the end of the year we have news and we probably issue a debenture in the capital markets from Itaú again in a 7 year period for that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Jason, it's nice to hear from you.
Thank you, same here.
We don't have any questions from the web. I don't know if you have other questions from phone. Otherwise, we can stop.
Yes, we don't have any questions. So this concludes today's Q&A session. Mr. Alfredo, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statement.
Thank you for the participation of this intermediate conference call that we made. We don't make conference call every quarter because all the companies made our subsidiary, so we don't want to be repetitive in terms of information. And the holding level, we don't change many things from one quarter to the other. We increased 30% in the numbers of attendance this quarter, so we are happy to be here for the foreign investors that follow us. Now, different from the beginning of the crisis, with Alparcas and Duratex operating at full capacity, probably they are going to show a much better result in the third quarter and the second semester. The bank also, the economy overall is performing better than expected. Most of the economists are reducing the reduction on GDP for the year, so it's a good news. Hope this help also in the terms of the bank. We renegotiate millions of contracts, as you know, and we expected, as the economy is performing a little better than expected, that we have more provisions that we probably will have to make in the coming quarters will be less than we expected at the beginning of the crisis. So I think the scenario for the industrial sector and for the bank also, we expected a better scenario, not a good scenario, but a better scenario than we saw at the beginning of the crisis. So inflation continued to be very low, interest rate is in the lower level. How the unemployment will comport in the coming months and quarters to see how we and how we will perform in the country. But anyway, it seems that the costs are gone and we are in a better pace for the coming quarters, what will be all good for our company. Thank you for your time being with us. Take care. In the next conference today.
That does conclude the Itaú's conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and you may now disconnect.